This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to AppForce One episode 95. My name is Jeroen Leenerts and I've been developing software for over 20 years, developing iOS apps for over 10 years, and running the Dutch Cokeheads for over 9 years. If you're an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about introducing rollouts by Runway, a menu bar-only macOS app using AppKit, how to check for network connection and present an alert in Swift UI, understanding different cache policies when working with URL requests in Swift, handling never finishing async functions in Swift package tests, and how to get push notifications while iOS app is in the foreground. Next week it is time for DoiOS, looking forward to it. When we started discussing running another DoiOS with the team at CocoaHeadsNL, we did not expect it to get the reception we had. Tickets were trickling out and all of a sudden everything was sold in just 2 days. It really showed us we should get started earlier next year and go way bigger. But let's get through next week first and then look into if and what we will do next year. This week Amos and I will make an appearance in a live stream by iOS DevTools. Curious to see how it turns out. The recording will be shared later. Keep an eye on my Twitter to learn more about this when the details become available. So the beginning of November marks me working with Stream for a year. A pretty uneventful thing, but nonetheless, I'm very happy to share I will be with Stream for at least another year. During my first year at Stream, I got 2 promotions even. But most important, my teams at Stream had a lot of fun while doing excellent work. With a big launch looming, more on that soon, I hope we will end the year 2022 with a huge bang. And speaking about things to be happy about, I've been doing this podcast for over 2 years now. This very episode will be recording 199 on my feed. Just doing the maths on this is kind of mind-boggling, if you ask me. Excluding this episode, I'm already looking at over 105 hours of spoken content I created in the last 2 years. I did not expect that when I got started. You might have noticed I slowed down a lot on the interview style episodes. It has to do with time and planning. I want to be available for my family as well. And I've noticed my podcast, since it's not my income, was just taking too much time away from my family life. Everything podcast is stuff I do in my spare time. And spare time is a scarce resource. Especially since my daughter was recently selected to get a weekly training in the talent program of the Gymnastics Association. She now trains 5 times a week and she's only 7. Crazy if you think about it, but also it is what she wants to do. My wife and I keep a close eye on Lisa's well-being, and if we would stop her from pursuing her gymnastics dream, that would not go over well with her anyway. This does not mean she will become the next Dutch gymnastics champion. Getting there is a long way to go. Her chances right now, maybe 1%. Probably a lot less. So let's dive into this week's set of articles. I had a hard time making the cut. So much good content was available this week. So to kick things off, I'd like to share a recent announcement by Runway, my year-long sponsor. They did a big update to their product. Introducing Rollouts by Runway. Rollouts is a key next step in furthering Runway's mission of helping mobile teams build and ship better products more collaboratively. And they're excited for everyone to try it out. Let them know what you think and feel free to reach out to Runway for any personalized guided tours. Rollout, a new part of the Runway platform, helps you navigate app rollouts with less collective stress and more confidence. Runway's rollouts allows your team to easily keep tabs on release health in just one place instead of many, alert you whenever configured metrics become unhealthy, and safeguards release health by automatically halting rollouts based on thresholds you define. Rollouts by Runway, a single source of truth for release health, instantly understandable and actionable. Paul has an article called A Menu Bar-Only macOS App Using AppKit. This week, Paul has started a journey to become and maybe release his first ever macOS application. It will be a menu bar app called Shush, which will allow users to mute all their computer's input devices using Core Audio. In the following sections, he will go through what his initial steps were to create a menu bar app with no dock icon, with code examples and the reasoning behind his decisions. Note that there are other amazing resources on the topic, such as Mohammed Azam's and Florian Schweitzer's videos, and Paul recommends you go watch them as they do a great job of explaining how a macOS menu bar is set up. Paul thinks he should still write his own article on the topic as a reference for his future self and because he has implemented things slightly differently by using entirely AppKit. Daniela wrote about how to check for network connection and present an alert in SwiftUI. Most apps use some type of networking in their code. Whether you're handling user accounts or fetching data from a remote server, you need to handle network connections issues gracefully. Not just making sure your app doesn't crash with a fatal error, but displaying a proper information back to the user. To check for and react to any changes in network connectivity, you can use the NW Path Monitor Observer from the network framework. You can initialize the path monitor with different properties, such as specifying the type of connection, Wi-Fi cellular, or whether it's restricted by low data. You can check the official documentation for more details. Next up is Natasha with an interesting read about how to understand different cache policies when working with URL requests in Swift. When it comes to server communications in iOS, the system provides different caching strategies to improve performance and reduce network traffic. By choosing a cache policy, you can decide whether the caching should depend on expiration dates or disabled entirely, or whether the server should be contacted to determine if the content has changed since the last request. And of course, Natasha shares some of the details you need to be aware of when implementing the correct caching policy for your URL request. Thomas writes about handling never finishing async functions in Swift package test. Imagine you are at your desk. Why does my CI never finish and post a message to the merge request? Logged into CI and oh, my merge shop has been running for 23 minutes already? Although typically it finishes in 4 minutes. What was going on? Nothing else than on unit test. Then one unit test marked with async was still waiting for an async function to finish. So what can you do to avoid this? More details in Thomas's article. Next up is an article by Sarun, how to get push notifications with iOS apps in the foreground. Before iOS 10, if a notification arrived while an app was in the foreground, the system would silence that notification. Apple thinks the default notification banner is redundant since a user is already in the app. They want you to update your app's interface directly. For example, if a new message arrives, you need to update the batch count in your tab bar. Since iOS 10, Apple has become less opinionated about this behavior and allows you to define whether you silence the incoming notification, which is the same behavior as before with iOS 10, or tell the system to continue to display the notification interface. Sarun explains how to do the second option, more details in his article. And that's it again for this week. If you have any feedback, please send me a message through Twitter. My DMs are open, and don't forget, you can buy me a coffee. Link for that is in the show notes. Marco Eidinger did that this week. Buy me a coffee. Thanks a lot, Marco. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.